Thomas. I, Romero. I, Renner. I, Scott. I, Semidian. I, Steinberg. I, Torlakson. I, Vincent. I, Wiggins. I, Weiland. I, Yee. Yee, I.
Ayes 35, no, 0. Measures adopted. Senator Keough, AB 1714, item 116. Please read.
AB 1714 by Assemblymember Levine, an act relating to energy and declaring the urgency thereof to take effect immediately.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill fixes a problem with the California Solar Initiative that has been identified affecting Southern California consumers. The Solar Initiative was established to encourage the installation of photovoltaic cells on homes and businesses. The provision in the program inadvertently raised some of the costs of PV systems so that interest in Southern California, where it would be on the natural most popular, has been very limited. The CPUC will be able to fix this problem at its next hearing if the bill is passed out today. It had 8 votes in committee, full bipartisan support. We'd like to send it to the Assembly. Ask for your aye vote. It is an urgency measure.
Any discussion? Any objection? Please call the roll.
Honestead? No. Ackerman? Aye. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Aye. Batten? Calderon? Aye. Sadio? Aye. Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. Duchaney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Harmon? Hollingsworth? No. Kehoe? Aye. Kuehl? Aye. Lowenthal? Machado? Aye. Maldonado? Aye. Marguette? Aye. McClintock? No. Migdon? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropeza? Padilla? Aye. Parada?
Aye.
Aye. Riley Thomas? Aye. Romero? Aye. Runner? Aye. Scott? Aye. Semidian? Aye. Steinberg? Torlakson? Aye. Vincent? Aye. Wiggins? Aye. Weiland? Aye. Yee? Yee? Aye.
Ayes 31, noes 3 on the measure. 31-3 on the urgency. Measure is adopted. That is our 40th bill. We are going to rest on our laurels. Without objection, the following resolutions will be withdrawn from committee and placed on today's special consent calendar. SCRs 45, 46, 47, ACRs 45, 50, and 52. There is one gubernatorial appointment that we will take up. I recognize Senator Torlakson. Oh, without reference to file SCR 39, please read.
SCR 39 by Senator Torlakson relative to physical fitness.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, may fiscal fitness and physical fitness. Anyway, this is the month of fitness May, and this resolution actually goes beyond that to look at collaboratives where business and labor, organized labor, businesses across the state have found great cost savings in medical care, great reductions in absenteeism, and increases in productivity by working to increase healthy choices in the workplace. And I'm just going to point to the last two resolves in this resolution because I think they're the most important. As we look at any health care reform package, any health care reform plan this year, if we don't get a handle on prevention, which is about 70% of the cost drivers behind our health care increases, if we don't get a handle on that, I believe we will not truly be able to provide the access to all Californians that we would like. We are finding again that those places where the workplace has healthy choices, where there are risk assessments done with the cooperation of employees and management, great reductions in health care costs. I urge an aye vote for this resolution where we would ask Californians, businesses, labor, and citizens to eat well, exercise well, and think about their health and set good goals.
Senator, I understand.
Question of the author.
Without objection, Senator Torkelson, you've got a question.
Senator Torkelson, in this bill or a resolution, you've asked members of the legislature to introduce physical fitness and dietary events in their districts. I'm just wondering if tonight's assemblage at Senator Ackerman's house, where there's pizza, beverages, and bocce ball, does that qualify?
Dr. Anastad, I leave that question to you. I'm sure it does.
All right. Without further debate and discussion, without objection, would do unanimous roll call?
What's that?
Unanimous roll call. I 36, no, zero. Senator Machado, for what purpose?
Mr. President, permission to bring up SCR 46.
All right, without objection, let's take up SCR 46 without reference file. Clerk will read, Secretary will read.
SCR 46 by Senator Machado, relative to California Anti-Bullying Week.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator
members.
Machado, you may open on the item.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. SCR 46 recognizes the second week of the month of November 2007 as California Anti-Bullying Week. The National Education Association states that during the past decade, bullying has become more dangerous and has occurred more frequently in our schools than in the past two decades. Each day, approximately 160,000 students in California do not attend school due to fear of attack, harassment, and peer intimidation. Our rich and diverse state is home to many different people from a variety of backgrounds. It is critical to let our children know that peers need to be respected in our schools. I ask for your aye vote.
Any further debate or discussion on this item? Unanimous consent. Call the roll. Secretary, call the roll.
Honestead? Aye. Ackerman? Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Batten? Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Aye. Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. DeChaney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Harmon? Hollingsworth? Kehoe? Aye. Kuehl? Aye. Lowenthal? Machado? Aye. Maldonado? Aye. Marget? McClintock? Aye. Migdon? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Oropeza? Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropeza? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Parada? Aye. Riley Thomas? Aye. Romero? Aye. Runner? Aye. Scott? Aye. Somidian? Aye. Steinberg? Aye. Torlakson? Aye. Vincent? Aye. Wiggins? Aye. Weiland? Aye. Yee? Yee? Aye. Ashburn? Aye.
I 33, noes, zero. That nominee's been confirmed. Senator Parada.
Item six, one of the appointments for the governor.
It's item number six.
Carl Gardino, member of the California Transportation Commission. Mr. Gardino was heard in rules in April. It was approved on a 3-0 vote. There was no opposition to his confirmation. However, Senators Ashburn and Dutton withheld. Mr. Gardino had a little difficult time, but we're convinced now that he has corrected his understanding of the role and his relationship to the Senate. So I would ask for an aye vote.
Any further debate? Senator Alquist.
Yes. Mr. President and members, I rise in support of Carl Gardino for his confirmation to the California Transportation Commission. Carl has been the chief executive of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group since 1997. I have worked with him for many years. He works with and for more than 200 Silicon Valley CEOs of high-tech, life science, and financial service firms who employ more than 400,000 California workers. He has worked for two decades to successfully solve problems regarding transportation projects, policies, and programs, such as ballot measures A and B in 1996. He's an active member of the community, and also the American Public Transit Association honored him as the National Businessman of the Year, second only to receive the award, and earned also the award for the annual Trendy Award from the California Transportation Foundation. I'd like to say that I do know Carl very well, that I think he will do a very good job, and I ask for your support in his nomination.
Senator Denham.
The CTC, I think the number one priority of the CTC is to focus on the state's priorities. We've got a priority system where we go through each of the projects county by county. That's how the STIP funding works. I've talked to Mr. Gardino. He guarantees me that he won't be pressured into switching projects around based on politics, but sticking to a straight priority base. I think that's important for all CTC members. I'm going to support him.
Senator Torlakson.
I, too, rise to support Carl Gardino and say ditto to the last two senators' remarks, and only say that in my working with him over 20 years, I've seen him to be diligent, experienced, knowledgeable, and particularly on transportation, particularly on housing. He gets the idea that housing and transportation issues and crises are interrelated, and I would urge an aye vote on this appointment.
Seeing no further debate or discussion on this item, Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead. No. Ackerman? Alquist? Aye. Ashburn?
No.
No. Batten? Calderon? Aye. Sedillo? Aye. Cogdill?
No.
No. Corbett?
Aye.
Correa?
Aye.
Aye. Cox?
No.
No. Denham?
Aye.
Aye. Duchaney? Aye. Dutton? Flores? Harmon? Hollingsworth?
No.
No. Kehoe? Aye. Kuehl? Aye. Lowenthal. Machado. Maldonado. Aye. Marguette. McClintock.
No.
Migdon.
Aye.
DeGretta McLeod. Aye. Oropeza. Aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Parada.
Aye.
Aye. Riley Thomas.
Aye.
Aye. Romero. Aye. Runner.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Simidian. Aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Torlakson.
Aye.
Vincent.
Aye.
Wiggins.
Aye.
Aye. Weiland. Yee.
Aye.
Yee. Aye. Machado. Aye.
Ayes 25, no 7. The nominee is confirmed. Senator Correa, for what purpose?
Wish to adjourn in the memory of.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. I'd like to adjourn in memory of Anaheim Union High School District Trustee Denise Mansfield Rankin, who passed away this Tuesday morning. Denise was essentially a mom, a single mom, who came up through the ranks of the PTA and became elected a trustee of the district where her children went to school. She will be missed. Thank you very much.
Script, if you bring that individual's name to the front so that we can appropriately memorialize her life. Members, let me take up the special consent and the WRF consent. Without objection, let me substitute the unanimous roll calls. Ayes 36, no 0. Senator Parada, this is clear. Oh, excuse me. Senator Torlakson.
Just announcing appropriations on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Appropriations Committee Tuesday.
Appropriation Tuesday, 10 a.m. Senator Parada, this is clear.
Remind everyone that tomorrow is a check-in in deference to the holiday on Monday. On Tuesday, we will convene in session at noon on Tuesday, appropriations at 10, and there's a Democratic caucus at 11 in Senator Romero's office. So without objection, we will recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed, and we'll reconvene on Tuesday at noon. I wish you all a safe Memorial Day.
Just to remind, the Democratic Caucus is at the Maddie Lounge.